Following the recent announcement from the United Methodist Church to uphold the, quote, traditional plan, Methodist churches across America have begun pushing back, standing in solidarity with LGBTQIA clergy and performing marriage ceremonies for any two people who love each other. First United Methodist Church here in Omaha is one of those churches. For more on their stance and the activism of their youth, I sat down for a conversation with the pastors of First United Methodist Church here in Omaha, Nebraska.
The history of the church, it's got a DNA about it that is very much involved in mercy and justice.
That's Cynthia Lindenmeyer, the sacred activism pastor. Cynthia says the church's social justice involvement dates back to Standing Bear versus Crook. That's the case that declared Native Americans to be people under constitutional law in the late 1800s. But their activism has taken an even bolder tone recently in response to the United Methodist Judicial Council's ruling.
We will host same-gender weddings, which in our discipline forbids that. And then we also said that all of our clergy would be supported.
This is lead pastor Kent Little, explaining how First United Methodist Church is doing more than supporting the LGBTQIA community locally. They're taking action affecting the global church.
And the decision we made as the church is to withhold the remainder of our annual apportionments, or the monies that we send into the general church, until we make a decision.
Until First Church comes up with a plan for their future as a church, they will not be paying their annual mission and ministry funds to the annual conference and global church. Pastor Little says that they are one of several U.S. churches now taking this step, and if they continue withholding past the first of the year, this could result in clergy reappointment. Though he doesn't feel this is likely given the current atmosphere, as a church family, First Church must decide what their future looks like and how their interpretation of the scripture fits in to what the global church and their book of discipline lays out.
We approach scriptures not literally, but as a metaphor.
Both pastors Lindenmeyer and Little say this rift in the United Methodist Church comes in part from differences in interpretations and translations of certain scriptures.
And if you read them in context, and if you read them in the original language, it's not about what we would consider homosexuality today, which didn't even show up in our modern-day translations of the Bible till the 40s. And there is no Aramaic or Hebrew word for homosexuality.
And those few scripture passages that do deal with same-gender relations are specifically about purity laws of a very small tribe. Part of it was about temple prostitution. In terms of same-gender, loving, monogamous, mutual relationships, it's really not addressed in the scripture specifically. Of all of this debate and discussion we've had, very little of that discussion has been about contextuality and how they were addressing what they were addressing 2,000 years ago or longer. We're not talking about what it means now. We've also ignored science and what we understand now about same-gender relations, and that has never entered into the conversation.
Lindenmeyer and Little reiterate that it's up to the individual to read the scripture and form opinions. Activism pastor Lindenmeyer knows that this makes a difference because, as she says, she hasn't always been an advocate for the LGBTQI community.
I actually was a fundamentalist and was a homophobic because of my college and the scriptural teaching. And then I swung when I went to seminary and actually read the Bible in the original languages and learned Hebrew and learned Greek and studied in context. When you study things yourself, things change.
So at Omaha's First United Methodist Church, they encourage their youth to take this informed and questioning approach to the scripture.
They ask questions, and a lot of times I can't answer their questions because they're very smart.
Cynthia's right. They are amazing. They're articulate. They know what they want to say, and they know where they are with the whole spectrum of social justice and activism.
And it's the youth's activism that has drawn national attention to this Omaha church most recently, when their 8 middle school confirmand students stood up and announced that they would not become confirmed members of the United Methodist Church because of the church's discriminatory stance towards LGBTQIA people.
I couldn't have been prouder. I think it's been kind of coined of late as the, the not yet confirmation Sunday, that you know, they stood up and said that we at this point we can't join the United Methodist Church to stand in solidarity with LGBTQIA persons.
These Omaha 8 could be the first students in the U.S. to stand for LGBTQIA rights in this way. And we'll follow the story from Omaha, Nebraska, as it develops.
Those kids, they listen. They listen in church. And I think we need to listen to them. Our youth have the courage, and they have challenged us to listen. And I know we will. I believe we will.
For Omaha Public Radio News, I'm Emily Chen Newton.